Okay, Ben Ish Chai, Od Yosef Chai, Parsha Shmos. Okay, Unevaer. It was speaking Daf Kaf Lamed, Kuf Lamed, 130 Amud Aleph. Unevaer. Divrei Maaseh Unevaer. And we explain Inyanam, the Inyan. Ki Hinei Kadosh. The word Kadosh Nitba'er B'Zohar Kadosh is explained in the Zohar Kadosh. Shum Eloshen. Kodesh, Vav. Kadosh is Loshen Kodesh, Vav. Shebetchila ole Ot Vav. In the beginning, it goes up to Ot Vav, to the letter Vav. Shuha Tiferet. So Kodesh, we go to Ot Vav, which is the Midah of Tiferet. I Ot Vav, the Midah of Tiferet, right? Kodesh, Vav, B'chochma, Hanikra Kodesh. So Tiferet is ole to Chochma, which is Nikra Tiferes, it's called Tiferes. It's called, Tiferes is Ola to Kodesh, which is called Chochma, sorry. V'naase Kadosh, and he becomes, the Kodesh Vav becomes Kadosh. When Tiferet, the Vav is Ola to Kodesh, to Chochma, then he becomes Kadosh. V'chakach, Kodesh Ha'elyon, the Kedusha Elyon, the higher Elyon, Mitpashet Ada Tiferet, comes down to Tiferet, Hanikra Vav, which is called Vav, which is represented in the third letter of Hashem's name, right, which we've spoken about, which is Vav, which represents Tiferes. V'nase Kadosh, and this Od Vav also becomes Kadosh. V'chakach mitpashet, gam ada yesod, then it goes even further down this Ha'ara, this emanation, to the Midah HaYesod, the foundation, the Midah HaBris, right, Shebo, right, that's in him. V'nase Kadosh Shlishi, and becomes the third level of Kedusha, right? So we've seen that there's three levels of Kedusha. There's Kodesh, right? We go up, when Tiferet goes up to Kodesh Vav, goes up to Chochma, gets the first level of Kedusha. The second level of Kedusha is when that Ha'ara from Chochma, from Kodesh, comes down to the Vav, that's also Kadosh. And then there's a third level of Kedusha, which that Kodesh Elyon is mitpashen, comes down even until the Yesod, the Midas Habris. Vine, the Kadosh Hashlishi, in this third level of Kedusha, who be Yesod, that's in this Midas Habris, right, which is Yosef, right, Yosef Tzadik, right, Anachnu Mechabrim Imo, we connect with it, Et HaNetzach VaHod, we connect with this Midas HaYesod, the Netzach and Hod, because that's Netzach, Chod, Yisod on the same plateau, on the same level, right? More or less. Either Aglaim is on the same plateau as that Midas HaYisod, the Mokom HaBris. Utzvakot b'Netzach v'Chod. And the Midah of the shame of Netzach v'Chod is called Tzvakot, hosts. U'misham mitpashet ad HaMalchus. And then it's mitpashet till the Malchus, v'zehu mole kol ha'aretz kvodo shehu kvod vav. That's kvod vav, right? That represents kvod vav. So basically we're saying there are three levels of Kedusha. The first level is when there's Tiferes represents the guf. That means when Tiferes is ole to Chochma and Bina, it means that there is a connection between our physical reality and our understanding of life, which is our Chochmah and Bina. So that's the first level of Kedusha, that our guf gets to the level of Chochmah and Bina, that there's an understanding of the understanding of life brings us to a higher level of precious, a higher level of separation from the physical world. I.e. our guf, our tiferes, which is represented in the guf, that spiritual part of us, is ole to Chochma Bina. It means it reaches there. Then that Kedusha, the second level, that Kedusha goes down, right? And it's mitpashet on Tiferes, right? That means we live a life of Kedusha. That Kedusha is with us. Then it goes down to Bechinas Yesod. Yesod is the way we connect physically with the world, right? The Yesod, right? That way we connect. And that's an even higher level of Kedusha. That's a precious Me'arayas, right? And then we go Netzach and Hod, which represents the Raglaim. That means a halicha Like David HaMelech says, his raglaim would be molichim to Beit HaKnesset, to Beit HaMedrash. What does that mean? That means automatically the raglaim is a lotion of hergel. A person has habituated to do something. So when a person habituates to do something, automatically is nimshach to Kedusha. That's a new level. And then finally, malchus, right? Which is kavod vav, right? What does kavod vav mean? It means mokum kavod. Kavod is always the kaved. That's the lowest part, the nefesh. That means our nefesh abahamis, the lowest part of us, the malchus, our lowest of expressions, right? Becomes a mokum of kavod also, right? So you say, like, even in the besa kise, it's called mechabed mechubodim. We leave our malachim outside. Even a besa kise, even a place which is that's even lower, but even a place, it's called even in our low physical acts, this kavod of Hashem, this kavod vav, that means we represent in all our actions the kavod of Hashem. So we have these three levels of kedusha. That's kadosh 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 Hashem tzvakot melo kol haaretz kavod. Those malchus that a person lives with, this melo kol haaretz kavod. A person sees that a person lives with completely a Kodesh Baruch Hu in full expression, even the lowest parts of his actions, that's Melo Kol Haaretz Kvodo. Okay? V'achar kach, and afterwards, Anu Mamshichim La, right, Bechines Brocha, we bring down to us this concept of Brocha, of Shefa, of influence, Mibina Debriya, from Bina Debriya, that means from this concept, when Olam Abriya, because all these Brochas in Yotzeh, in Bria, so we bring from Bina la Bria, v'zeu Baruch Kvod Hashem, blessed be the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kvod Hashem is Zuhi Bina, this is Bina. Kvod Ila, the upper Kvod, because Kvod Tata is Malchus. Mimkomo, so we're saying Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, let the Kvod of Hashem, which is Bina, Mimkomo, from its place, right? Mimkomo is Shehu Malchus, HaMalchus, right? V'achar kach anachnu mamshichim la min hadas v'zeu yimloch Hashem l'olam. And then we're bringing, right? We're bringing from Bina to Malchus, and then we're bringing from Das, which is to Malchus. We bring all these shefas. So first we started off with Chochma to bring to Tiferes, and now we're Baruch Kvod Hashem, which is Bina, which is Kvod Ilah, to Mimkomo, to be Mashpia to Malchus. And then we're saying Yimloch Hashem Lo'olam, right? We're saying Yimloch Hashem Lo'olam. We're bringing from Das to Malchus. So we're basically Mashpia, little by little, bringing the Shef of Bria to down to us. Omnam, however, Kedushas Tfilas HaAmida, the Kedusha of the Amida, he, b'malchus, it's in Malchus, the Olam HaAtzilus, it's in Malchus of Atzilus, the Malchus the Bria. Shanachnu Ma'alim Ota, we're bringing it up, im HaTiferes, b'hod da Atzilus, we bring it up with Tiferes, into the hod of Olam of Atzilus, ve'ein hefresh ben shtei Kedushas Eila. There's no difference between these two Kedushas, ela, shekedushas Yotze, he, right? What's the difference between the Kedusha of Yotze to the Kedusha of Atzilus, of Shemona Esrei? Ela, Shekedushas Yotze, hi lahakdish et ha-malchus de Bria, is to give Kedusha to the Malchus of Bria. Whereas Kedusha Asher Mu'omad, the Kedusha that we stand on, the Kedusha of Atzilus, hi b'malchus de Atzilus. It's in a different world. So we're doing the same thing that we're doing here in the Kadosh 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 of the Amida, and that's to Malchus of Atzilus. So what we're doing here is we're bringing first to Tiferes, and then we're bringing from Bina, and then from Das down to Malchus, right? And that's the final level of Kedusha that we're doing here in the Kedusha de Miyushav. In the Kedusha and in the Shemona Esrei, the same concept of Kedusha is happening, but it's in Malchus de Atzilus. Just a different level, just a higher level. Ama Katuv, says the Pasuk, Katuv, Hakotev, the person who's writing. Hine, kol Adam yuchal chaven ze bekitzu. Every person could do this bekitzu, simply. Kemo haloshen asher katuv b'sefer Pri Etz Chaim, like in Pri Etz Chaim, perek bey, daf tal, amud alef. V'ze leshon, this is the loshon of the Pri Etz Chaim. Tchaven kadosh ha'echad
hu hatiferes. The first kadosh is tiferes. She'ole l'kabel ha'ara mechochma. V'kadosh sheini v'tiferes hachoze im ha'ara limkomo. It brings this ha'ara down to its place. V'kadosh lishi, this is just going back on what we said. The third kadosh, lamshich ha'ara she'yarda im ha'tiferes. Bring the ha'ara that came down with tiferes. Lorida ad nahi dida. Diday, until Netzach Chod V'Yisod. We explained this before. V'zehu Sod Hashem Tzvakot. This is the concept of Hashem Tzvakot, which is Netzach V'Hod. Shehi Hashem Yisod U'Tzvakot Netzach V'Hod, like we said before. V'chalkach, and afterwards, M'malim La'aretz Ha'Elyona, the Malchus, we fill the higher world, right, Eretz, of Malchus, Mashpia Zeh Hanikra Kvodo. It's mashpia on this thing, which is called kvodo. V'zeu she'omri kvodo. Kvod vav. We said that. Remember? Kvod vav. Melo kalaret kvodo. Kvod vav. Right? V'chaka kdushas ha'amida. And then there's kdushas ha'amida. V'hu al derech zeh mamash. It's the same way. Rak sh'tchaven. Only that we have kaven. The same kavanas in atzilus ad kan l'shon. That's the end of the Lashon of the Priyetz Chaim. V'zeh ha'Lashon Yerushom ha'adam etzlo b'sidu k'dei she'yargil l'chaven bo. He says now, you put this Lashon aside of your Siddur, and you have Kavanah when you say these things. Right? And basically, this concept of Kedusha, is like I said, it brings this out in you. If you have Kavanah too, you have Kavanah to be mashpia on yourself, this level of Kedusha, so that you will live in this way. Right? Like we explained before. Aval, Kedusha suval etzion, that's the Kedusha we say after the Shemona Esrei, who saw Yeridet HaMalchus da'atzilus, it's this, we're bringing down Malchus of Atzilus, Malchus of the world of Atzilus, Behechal Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal Kodesh Kadoshim, the Bria, Kenoda. So we're bringing it Malchus of Atzilus to the Heichal Kodesh Kadoshim, and we're bringing it down to Bria. Kisham Mekomo, that's its place, Tamid, normally. I.e., the place of Malchus Da'atzilus is in the Heichal of Kodesh Kadoshim of Bria. V'lachein anu tzuchim la'amshich la'shefa kedusha u'brocha. We need to bring to it shefa kedusha u'brocha. V'lachein anachnu chozrim lo ma'kedusha. That's how we bring it shefa kedusha u'brocha, like we brought, right, shefa kedusha u'brocha in the kedusha shell. Yotzen Kedusha Shel at Shel Amida. We're doing the same thing here when it goes down to Bria. It's going down to a lower world, right? So we need to bring a Shef Kedusha and Brocha to protect it. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Ubaruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, right? V'tisha'eni Ruach V'cholo V'yimloch, right? Those are the three levels of Kedusha. Al Derech Haniskalel V'Kedusha Shiyotzen Mamish. The same way, right? We go from the three levels of Kedusha to Baruch, which is bringing the Tiferet to Yesod, Netzachod Yesod, and Vimilok to Malchus. V'lachein Tavin, Lama Kedusha Suval Atzion, why Kedusha Val Atzion, he Beloshen HaKodesh, why it's in Beloshen HaKodesh, or Beloshen Targum, why it's both. Kiliyot Inyan Ze Lemata Bebria, since it's below in the level in the world of Bria, Lachain Acha Shamanu Kdusha Beloshana Kodesh, after you say Kdusha Beloshana Kodesh in Hebrew, right? Loshana Kodesh, Anu Chozrim Laomra Beloshan Targum, we go back to say it in Loshan Targum, Lahalim, to hide it, Ulastir, to close it away, Vilachasot Kdushas Loshana Kodesh. To close away Kedushas Loshon HaKodesh, Tok Kedush Loshon Targum, to hide it in Loshon Targum, V'naseh Michseh, it will become like a covering alav on it. V'hu ne'elam u'mistater, it's something which is very hidden betocho, inside this Loshon Targum. L'fisha Kedushas Uval Atzion, hu derech yirid, it's going down. Ki yoredet ha'malchus, the malchus of Atzilus, it goes down, el abriya k'niska, v'lachein anu omrim, u'mekablin din min din, right? Ki, we accept this from this one, right? Ki mekablim hashefa, this one from this one, derech kabbalah v'yirida mamish, right? It's a derech yirida, and therefore it has to be a kisui to cover it, because anywhere you have a yirida or aliyah, you have pachat chitzoni, you have pachat, yeah. Every time there's aliyah, that's what we say when anyone's legedula, a pachasan, or a tamid chochum, he's always ole michael achael, or a ger, shinid gaya. There's always needs protection, because anytime there's an aliyah, there's pachat from chitzonim, or whenever there's a yirida from world to world, there's always pachat from chitzonim. So there's a nechazim. So here we need the kisui, or the targum. Why is targum a kisui? So the concept is that a Targum is like a lower level language in a certain way. It says a Targum, the Malachim don't understand. There's a Gemara on that, so it's a Gemara, it's about the Malachim don't understand. So it's a Niskak, it's not a Loshen, the Loshen Garu, it's not a Loshen, a good Loshen, that they Niskak to such a Loshen, whereas Loshen Kodesh is a good Loshen. So it's like a form of protection. It doesn't seem, it's like hidden. Something which is hidden doesn't, you know, says why the Luchos, we've shown us with Nishbuk, they're given by Parhesia, they're given in an open way. Right, Loshen Targum is more hidden, so it's like Kilu hiding the Kedusha. It's like hiding it, and when you hide it, that's why this limud is a limud litznuim. It's a limud that has to be hidden. It's not something which has to be revealed. It's something which is, because it's not something, because there's a pachad when you're saying something which is so elyon, so kadosh, chas v'shalom, that you ma'orer negdecha, you ma'orer against you. Things which are bad for you.